Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 17th of March, and I'm recording at 9:22 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, another interesting day here, a little bit of momentum, perhaps, starting with the Asia-Pacific markets. Now, Japan was a tiny bit lower, I think probably largely due to the yen's strength, which causes plenty of concern in Japan, as you might imagine, given the Abenomics policies. Other markets were firmer, though, including the China sector, where the enterprise index, those are the 8 shares, up 2.36%. Good gains also for the Hang Seng, and the Shanghai Composite Index up nearly 1.25%. So they're continuing to recover. Other Asia-Pacific stock markets were firmer. South Korea had one of the best advances, and so did Singapore. And looking at the India was just about unchanged. Looking at the European markets, well, that was a mixed picture. But early this morning, Europe was really quite weak, particularly Germany. Germany still closed down 0.9%, but was firmer after hours due to the strength of Wall Street. And within Europe, we had a mixed picture generally in terms of gains and losses, mostly small. One of the bigger moves, well, I think that was Germany, actually. And the UK up just under 0.5%. And looking at the Americas, now, Wall Street, again in the pre-markets and in the early trading, Wall Street was down, but it then recovered, and I think it was helped by the very weak U.S. dollar index. More on that in a moment. Wall Street held most of its gains. They were pegged back a little bit. Maybe it lost 20% of its gains at the most, but the Dow up to 17,481. That was up 0.9%. The S&P 500 was up 0.2%. It's taken that up to just above the 2040 level. NASDAQ Composite Index did not do so well. That was up just under 0.25%. Across the commodity indices within the Americas, Canada firm, as was Mexico, and Brazil with a solid 6.60 gain overall. So, as you might have guessed from that, commodities were the big story. But let me take up the currency first. Well, that was a factor in commodities, because the weak dollar index, currently trading now after hours at 94.767, that's on the lower side of its range, and I hope it stays there. That has breathed life, renewed life, into the prices of commodities quoted in U.S. dollars, as most of them are. And we had some very solid gains overall. Now, crude oil, which had a good day yesterday also, the Brent crude, we've got some new highs in here, new recovery highs, 41.41 as I speak on the Brent. And the WTI, here it is, up $1.88 to 40.34. Again, that's a new recovery high. And going on to precious metals, major beneficiaries from the softness of that dollar index, palladium up nearly $16 to $5.93 and change. Silver had a good day, up over 71 cents to $15.93. It actually got up as high as $16.07 and gave up a little of that advance. And the platinum market at up $27 here, it's still trading in after hours at $9.85 and change. It had been $11-$12 higher at its peak here today, but a solid gain, as you can see. And we had gold. Gold was quiet comparatively, but currently trading at $1,258. So dramatic stuff here overall. Silver did hit a new recovery high, and the patterns look very, very interesting. Have a look at that weekly silver chart in the library. It's had a good rally here recently, but is still very, very low here overall. Now, I didn't mention government bonds, but surprisingly, or was surprising to me at any rate, this shows money still flooding into the bonds, because the yield a little lower here, 1.895 for the U.S. 10-year. The VIX is relaxed, though. Our investors are relaxed about the stock market, evidenced by the VIX down to 14.55. Going back to commodities again, the industrial metals were all strong, and U.S. copper just below the 229-cent level. That's up 5.5 cents. And as I say, they're all higher. We also have some pretty good gains in some of the agricultural commodities here as well. White sugar is particularly strong, and of the grains and beans, only wheat was lower here by 8.25 cents, but the others are higher. Most agricultural commodities higher on the day, again helped by that soft U.S. dollar. It's all interesting, extremely interesting. My view on stock markets, which you would have probably seen yesterday and heard my audio, but I think that what we are seeing. Is an improvement in overall investor confidence as stock markets rally, and as that rally spreads over into the commodity markets. So the deflationary crunch, similar to Japan after the 1998-99 bubble, had actually burst. Did I get that right? 1990 bubble had burst. So in other words, where you get deflationary pressures just weighing heavily for years and years and years on the economy. That's been the primary concern, and that's one of the reasons why those bond yields are so very, very low. But as I say, investor confidence will improve, and this commodity rally is causing some of those inflationary fears to wane, but as I've said now for a number of weeks, that strength as the commodities recover, and this really is the hot area here right now, and that will or is reviving inflationary pressures. The market really hasn't taken that on board yet. Certainly the U.S. Federal Reserve governors have, and you could see those, I think, five indicators of inflation that they're actually looking at. which are tipping upwards. So my feeling is sentiment's improving, but the window of opportunity here is unlikely to stay open for all that much longer. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.